Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Break it up with Linda
Mitchell. Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy Jam.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Say
woo.
Break it up. Share
and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Well, wake up out there. It is Mindful Monday. How's everybody doing? You know, this show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration. Many in body, one in mind. We get the job done. Community Unification and Collaboration is a nonprofit with skilled advisors and consultants to help you reach your goals, okay? With education, workshops, and we thrive on shaping the minds of the youth. CUC, keep that name in mind. I'd like to say good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon. Wherever you're listening in from, welcome in. It is Mindful Monday. We're going to be speaking on appreciation. And we're still celebrating Black history out here. You know, the Grammys last night was off the chain. The ladies and the gentlemen took it, okay? My lady, Beyonce, you know, she's from Houston. I'm from Houston. They give us a different kind of water down there when we come up as young children. We drank that water and we keep on moving. Beyonce, Mary J., Lizzo, all of the winners out there last night, congratulations to each and every one of you. But you know, Queen B, you know it's about the water that we grew up on out there. You see, we're all women, and it was shown last night. It was off the chain. Congrats, congrats, congrats. Let's get it done. Let's get it done and keep it going. It's Black history then, now, and forever.
Thank you.
Black History. We're celebrating then, now, and forever. And again, I'm going to state what Nelson Mandela said. Everything is impossible until it's done, okay? And my lady, Shirley Chisholm, if they do not have a seat at the table, take a folding chair. You see, our ancestors taught us well. They left legacies here, and we cannot forget that. We must continue to appreciate. It's about appreciation, starting with ourselves first. When Tiffany with an eye come on, she's going to give us some more information about that. But let's keep in mind, we're standing on the shoulders of those who had the training, who went through whatever they had to go through. And we must continue. We don't believe in retreat, and we don't believe in defeat. My ladies out there last night just made me proud. Just let me see what it's all about. And I have to go back to Queen Bee again because, you know, that's a Houston girl. And so am I. You know, you could just look at her and see the love in her face, the humbleness and the graciousness that she carries. That's a Texas girl out there, okay? Texans drink a different kind of water. They're what they have to be. They're authentic, and it's all about true love. Just going to play a little bit of this for you until Tiffany with an I see it, I change it, and I complete it. Come on, but I know how these ladies are feeling out there. I'm feeling it with them. I just had to put that out there. But before we move into appreciation, I need to state this. And this is from my favorite mentor, Dr. Saku Ikeda. He has a philosophy that sets you on the right trail. We chant Nam Myoho Renge Kyo. Been chanting it for years. Yes, we are Buddhas, okay? We're true humanitarians, and you need to know it. And we're here to bring you happy light and sunshine, and to tell you out there to shine like the sun and let no one, no one bend your beam. Because he states, great people never forget what others have done for them. In fact, having a sense of appreciation makes a person worthy of respect. And we have Tiffany with an eye with us, and we appreciate her to no end, and we respect her to the highest. Because she's the worthiest of the worthiest. She belongs out here to help change and make the change in society. We got what you need, okay? Stay in tune. We have a lot of stuff to bring you. It's all about shining like the sun, doing what you have to do, moving from your heart, and no other way. Kindness, love, and appreciation. Tiffany with an eye, how are you this evening?
I am doing well. Thank you so much for having me. And how are you?
You know I'm on the roll over here. I've been talking about my ladies, my winners, everyone. Congratulate from the Grammys. I mean, it was beautiful. And my ladies, but you know Queen Bee is my girl because we come from the same way of sands, and I understand her. And I'm so proud. I'm proud of each and every one of the winners out there because, hey, it's time. And what does Lizzo say? It's about time, right? And I love her because she's just showing another side, letting everybody know, you know, hey, be who you are. Be you and do it well. So that's how I'm doing. I'm over here on a big roll over here. Trying to spread this goodness to everyone on this Mindful Monday. And I just want to let you know how much we love and care for you. And I know you got some planetary facts for us here. You know, we're not scientists over here, but we like to keep everybody in touch. But what's happening around us in 2023 is nothing but energy. Talk to us a little bit about it before we get started.
Okay. So I think I mentioned last time about the full moon in Leo, which was on February 5th. And it carries a heart-centered vibration that can inspire confidence and help us push us forward. So we're going to, you know, that's really where we are right now. So Leo is associated with royalty, glamour, and being center stage, right? It's that proud energy that encourages us to shake out our manes and just to stride through life, right, with confidence. But under this full moon, we're going to see a more meaningful side. You know, we just had a few intense months, and we could use and benefit from, you know, some real different energy, something that's going to encourage and inspire us to own our authentic self. So, you know, this full moon is giving us permission to put ourselves in the center and make sure that we take care of ourselves, you know, doing something that we love, you know, making ourselves feel special in some kind of way. That's what is going to be doing in full moon in Leo, but at the same time, it also wants us to return to ourselves. And as you were talking about shining light, it wants us to shine our inner light brighter for the whole world to see. That's what this full moon is really all about. But then we have the planet Uranus, and Uranus likes to shake up things and awaken to change. It changes, and it's the planet of awakening. So it's very, very interesting because it's going to shake to awaken us to go in deeper and into higher wisdom. And I know I discussed that last time with Scorpio, but this is kind of like the same thing. The difference is there's not going to be any planets retrograding, so it is going to be a wonderful, wonderful thing. So if you're moved to do something in this full moon energy, do it, because you have the total support of the energies of all the planets. They're all aligned. No planet, all the major planets are not in retrograde. So just do it. You know, like Nike says, just do it. So when you feel the energy and the energy is inspiring you and it's boosting you and pushing you forward, just do it. And don't even think twice about it, because the energies will support you. Like in other times, you know, we had a couple of planets in retrograde. We might have had 1, 2, 3, 4, up to 6. That's a difficult time, and we've just gotten out of those times. So, you know, just understand and go back to who you are, and it's all about centering in the self and, you know, gaining the confidence to deal with certain things, and we should, but, you know, and also not to take it so seriously and to just deal with the simplicity of some of the things that we're dealing with now, whether they're issues or, you know, as I say, going back to yourself, you know, don't take it too seriously, just the energy is there to support, and just simplify the process. Just, you know, go with the flow, make it simple. Don't complicate anything. There's nothing to complicate. But just, you know, use this energy boost to propel you with self-confidence and getting things done. You know, sometimes, you know, especially now in January, we're always thinking, we've got to get this done, we've got to get that done. And now the energy is here to really help us do that. So
it's about 2020. Well, we appreciate you. You know, I always like for you to give us that report, because I know you float around in that happy chariot out there throughout the universe and have plenty of conversations and see plenty of things and certain times of me time. I just wanted to end that statement, because we are talking about, as you say, life, just move on through it. And it says life can unfold unlimitedly as long as we have a heart of appreciation and an undefeated mind. And based on the Buddhist perspective of the eternity of life, we volunteer to be born in our current life condition and choose to encounter the problems we have. If you can take this perspective, you should be able to overcome any difficulty with joy. That sounds kind of crazy, difficulty with joy? How can one do that? So that brings about another question that I'm going to ask you so you can, like, give us some insight on it, giving you with an eye. When we talk about appreciation, what is the difference between thank you and appreciation? How does that strike you? Can you enlighten us on some of that right now, just briefly?
Sure. Appreciation, I think, goes deeper than gratitude. I know gratitudes, when I write gratitudes, it gets me to a place of happiness, and it gets me to that place where I'm happy. But then when you really, really digest what you're writing and you're grateful for, it takes you into a place of appreciation, which is a very soul, heartfelt moment. And it's an overwhelming moment, but the sensation of just being so appreciative just to be here in this time, in this space, in this place while things are being pioneered and we're going into another age, and it's just a beautiful time, and the appreciation for everything around you, knowing that you are an integral part of the universe, of the energies, and all alike. It's just, but appreciation is very, very deeply moving. It's like a soul movement. It touches your heart in a special way. It can bring you to tears. And some people like to say thank you, and not realizing that, you know, that in itself is a good thing, but they're just saying it because maybe they've been told to say it, or that's a normal response. Some people don't say anything, you know. They, you know, if you give them a compliment, they may not even acknowledge it, and they may not even say thank you. But, or some people just say thank you without understanding what they're saying. But like I said, after if I'm writing gratitude, then the gratitude that I feel for what I have or what I'm feeling at the moment, it will take me into a state of appreciation, and it will be so overwhelming, it'll move me. It'll move my soul. Yeah. It'll move my heart.
So you're saying that they're similar, you know, and I agree with you. Yeah, we say thank you by habit, by training, by upbringing, by whatever. But when someone writes you or calls you and say, I appreciate you so much, it gives you a different type of boost, okay? Thank you, we're going to say that. Those are the most two important words that a person can let come out of their mouth. But when you say, I appreciate you so, it takes you a little bit deeper. So that's why I wanted to bring up the topic of appreciation, because in order to appreciate, we start with ourselves first. We start with you. You have to appreciate you first, okay? You have to learn how to forgive yourself. And one of my affirmations that I speak daily is, I forgive myself. I do not no longer have to live in the past. I can be in the present. You start with you. You have to drop it. And the reason why I say that, when you appreciate yourself, you therefore know how to appreciate others, and you let them know it, and you also recognize when you're not being appreciated. These are twofold things. And as we always say, each one teaches one. But that word or that statement, I have so much appreciation for you, or I appreciate you so, it kind of gets down. It's heartfelt, okay? Like you said, it gives you a different type of, it takes you on a different type of level, okay? And it really, really gives you something to think about, you know? And when a person can tell you they appreciate you, you kind of pull back and you think about you. And when you can tell a person how much you appreciate them, you have to dig deep to do that, because that is not a word that's really just thrown out there all the time. You don't hear it. Not thank you, you're going to hear it. But sometimes you say, okay, thank you, or you're welcome, or whatever. Thank you is there, and it needs to be there. The most two important words that you can let come out of your mouth. but I appreciate you. So we'll spin it. We'll take it to another level. And for those of you who think we're kidding out here, and I'm pretty sure all our listeners appreciate, I know we appreciate them, and I know they appreciate us. That's why we're here, to care and share. But pay attention to that word, appreciation. But remember to start with yourself first. When you start with yourself, you recognize it anyway it's coming to you. But most persons that will make that statement are genuine. They're authentic, and they're very honest. So that's why it came up, because you hear different type of mantras. You hear different type of, you know, statements. And, oh, you look so bad. You know, we know the difference, okay? We know the difference. So I'm just saying, think about that word appreciation. Use that word appreciation. Appreciate yourself first and let someone know how much you appreciate them. You'll get a different kind of attitude. Wouldn't you agree, Tiffany, with the math?
I would agree. And for those who do chant Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, there is you start off feeling the gratitude, and then it takes you into a space of appreciation. You're happy, you're grateful, and you're so appreciative of life that your vibration just gets even higher. So it's a wonderful sound.
Oh, yeah.
Chanting that is a wonderful sound.
Well, I tell individuals, sound. Whether you chant, whether you rub your crystals, whether you write in the sand, as long as you have that deep. And the difference between different philosophies out there, different, we don't get on the pulpit here, but, you know,
no, we
will share with you different things because Buddhism is a philosophy, okay? And it's the way you live your life. It's your behavior, okay? So when you're out there amongst society, when you're out there making the change, and Buddhism brings about transformation, an inner transformation, not going against any other faith or any other religion, we just caring and sharing with you here. It brings about appreciation for your life and the life of others, and appreciation for anything that you have experienced, gone through, or witnessed, and you do it joyfully. That's something to know about, okay? Different kind
Absolutely.
Of feeling out there. So we wanted to kind of bring that to you for Mindful Monday, to let you know to do some research, to explore, but start with yourself first. You know, things are planned, things are designed, but it's nothing like that great painting that you paint for yourself from your heart, from what you feel, and expressing who you are. It's nothing like the you. No one out there is like your you. Keep that in mind and appreciate your you. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're being told, no matter what obstacles you are going through, shine like the sun and don't allow anyone to bend your way. That's our Mindful Monday for today. I'm going to get up off this podium, but I had to put it out there. You know, I just had to put it out there because peers persons need to know, okay? They need to know. When someone walks up and say, hey, how? Every time I see you got a smile on your face, no matter what you're going through, if you're fighting, you're riding those waves, you're up and down, staying on the golden horse. That's right, because it's a joyful time, because I know that this mess is going to change. It's about inner transformation, appreciation for yourself and others, and happiness for yourself and others. So you don't look on the outside to anybody else for your happiness. It comes from within. Period. So we've been mindful to you this evening. This is a different kind of spin on it. You know, we might share and care with you about anything. So when it hits us, when it moves from the heart, we bring it to you. I hope you're appreciating this evening, because we're kind of sharing some secrets with you now, okay? Tiffany with an eye, what you going to leave us with this evening? You know, it's Mindful Monday, and we short and sweet.
Well, I just want to say I appreciate all those people who, you know, have different faiths out there, and I'm not prone to one religion. You know, I'm not like, oh, this is better than that. I want to say that, and that I, you know, it's wonderful. You know, however you get there to the source, to, you know, God, to whatever your reference is, I totally appreciate that, and I'm grateful that we can all come to that source, that oneness, with these different avenues. So I want to express my appreciation for people out there that are of different religions or different faiths or different philosophies. But I will say I will say that, you know, during this full moon, it's going to be tapping into us, making a change internally, transforming so that our light within can shine brighter. And, you know, the confidence of a lion is going to be with us, right? The Leo and the full moon, that energy. And, you know, Uranus, it comes to awaken and shake things up. But be authentically you, who you are. You know, don't allow anybody to deter you from being your authentic self. Because I'll tell you, people appreciate when you're your authentic self. They really, really do. And in this world, we've had so many people in the previous times and previous years not be authentic. But the world is waiting for those who are out there to shine their light, to be authentic and be that example. You have to be the beacon. Nobody knows, you know, some people don't even know how to get there. But if you're one who's going to shine the light so other people can follow you. But it starts with you, and just keep on doing. I want to encourage everybody out there who are light, you know, as they reference light workers or people who are bringing light, to just stay there, stay in the light, be an example, and shine your light brightly, because you're going to touch somebody else in your environment. And we need each other, and I can't express that so deeply. I'm just saying, you know, just do it. We're in that energy. Just do it. Have faith in the confidence, and just know that if you're carrying light and you're doing your work and you're transforming and your bright shines and you shine a light and it helps someone else, that's what we're here to do. So my message here is to encourage people to keep doing that.
Keep doing it. Shine like the sun out there. You got to be fearless. You can't even think about it. And you cannot retreat and believe in no defeat. No defeat, no matter what you're tackling out there. If you have to believe it in order. You have to believe it. You have to see it. And you also have to be it. See, all of those things go together. And I tell people each and every day, everybody wants to get to happiness, okay? And there's several vehicles out there on the road. Research, understand, open up your narrow-mindedness. Don't think that it's only one. It's more than one road out there to travel, and it's more than one type of vehicle to get you there. And what we do is find the best that works for our individual selves that makes us happy, that makes us continue to go. See, you have to find out who you are and where you're from and what you're about before you can take that next step. But one thing I can say, when you make that energy to take that next step, those doors open up for you. Whether others can see you walking through them or not, you know where you're going. You know the destination you're trying to reach, and you will dig deep inside of yourself and go through the transformation any way that you have to go through it to get to that destination. You will then be stepping or doing or in or leaving your purpose. It's all about the purpose that you're here for. Everything that we go through, everything that we experience, it's to get you to your purpose, your individual purpose that you were placed here to do. And nobody can sell it, get it, or tell you what it is. So you have to do that inside job. Any way that you have to do it, sit down, ride the energy wave, and stay on that golden horse. Don't fall off that horse. Okay, I don't care how much you book. okay, this is your life. You must live it, and no one can tell you how to do it. We're all placed here with a mission and a vow, okay? Take care of that. Be mindful of who you are, what you're about, and what you're here to do. And whichever way you have to do it, get there. And on that note, I'm going to say, have a good evening. It's Mindful Monday. Stephanie Haynes will be with us tomorrow on that chakra number four. No, I'm sorry, chakra number five. That's that throat chakra. That's communication. Watch the words that you put out there. Because, you know, when we stop speaking all things in, continue to speak on things that matter. And we have to make sure that the wording that comes from our inside, from our souls, are going out there correctly. We don't want to be harmful. We don't want to be ugly. And we believe in kindness. But I'm going to say good evening to all of you out there. Good night, good morning, and good afternoon. Wherever you're listening from, we love you. Tiffany with the night, thank you, thank you. I'll be speaking with
you
later. Have a wonderful, wonderful Mindful Monday. Thank you for your solution and your insight.
Thank you.
mind, you think alike. Keep in mind, many in body, one in mind is what makes it work. Many in body, one in mind. Love, kindness, joy, and happiness.
Collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.